Today's exciting daf from Masechet Bechorot, brought to you B'Bein Chovot Yerushalayim, is daf Yud Daled. We're only at the Hilchos Mishnah right on top. And before we begin, I would just like to point out that there's three musagim that we should really keep in mind. And that is that there are three different types of Kedusha that we need to consider in terms of the variations of dinim that are nogia. One is the standard way that people look at it is that there's two things. There's Kedushat Haguf, as we've been discussing all along, the difference, for instance, between Heter Chamor and between Bechor of a Behema Torah, is that the Bechor of a Behema Torah is Kodesh B'Kedushat Haguf, and it's rather than Mizbeach, and so on. On the other hand, there are things, obviously like a donkey, you can't bring a donkey on the Mizbeach. The Kiddush over there is a matter of the ownership of Hedgesh. It has nothing in common, really, with the concept of Kiddushat Haguf. And the normal way that I would have Kiddushat Damim in the Beit HaMikdash is that I donate something to the Beit HaMikdash for its value, which goes to Beit HaKabayit. And that's used for maintenance, for repairs, and so on. So that's the typical case of Kiddushat Damim. However, there is also a third kind of hybrid Kedusha, which is going to show up today quite a bit in order for us to define it properly. And that is where a person gave damim, but he gave damim for the specific intent being used by the Mizbeach. And that category is not exactly the same as Kedushat damim given to the Beit HaKabayit, because there may be dinim of the Mizbeach that are chal on it, as we're going to see according to Sa. That category itself is divided into two divisions. One is that I give something that isn't ro'ui to the Mizbeach, for Kedushat damim to the Mizbeach, money or chamor. So over there, that's obviously can only be kodesh for Kedushat damim. But suppose I give something that itself could have been kodesh to the Mizbeach. I take a perfectly kosher animal, and I say, look, I don't want this animal itself to be brought on the Mizbeach. It's been my pet. You know, I want it sold. I want it sold to a nice family. But the money that you get from it should be used to buy an animal for the Mizbeach. So over there, you're even closer. So that type of Kedusha number three, Kedushat Damim to the Mizbeach, is divided into two sections. And once we get that clear, we can now deal with the level of issues that are going to impact those three different levels of Kedusha. And our Mishnah, although again, ostensibly it seems to be talking about, you know, issues that have to do with Bechor, it really turns out that Bechor happens to be a uniquely valuable way to examine the dinim of Kedusha in cases where something is not roi for the Mizbeach. And that's because a Bechor, the Torah makes Kedush, no matter whether it's roi to the Mizbeach or not. So if a Bechor is born with a terrible mum, it's still a Bechor. And nonetheless, he's not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. So what is that? It's a Kedushat Haguf, which is not roi to the Mizbeach. That represents yet a different type, a second, in other words, the type of Kedushat Haguf is also divided into two. There's Kedushat Haguf, which is roi to the Mizbeach, and there's Kedushat Haguf, which is not roi to the Mizbeach. In exactly the same way that there's Kedushat Dami, which is roi to the Mizbeach, and meaning that you gave an animal that could have been brought as a korban, and there's Kedushat Damim that's not roi to the Mizbeach. So the truth is that we have a difference also in Kedushat Haguf. Now, one very interesting way of seeing this distinction is what our mission is going to discuss. And that is, what is the impact of a mum on the Kedusha that you give? So let's say you have a behema that's a bal mum, and you give this behema, you don't even know it was a bal mum. You give this animal as a korban, and it goes through, of course, the bedika to see whether it's really usable as a korban. It turns out it has some mum on it. So now the intent over there is a classic case of somebody who gave Kedushat Damim la Mizbeach. So what is that? Is that Kedushat Beit HaKabayit or is that Kedushat Damim? All of these things are going to be discussed here in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is going to put together, it's a great opportunity to put together, all of the issues that are going to be determined by the level of Kedusha that it has. And that's exactly what we're going to have here. So we'll start in the Mishnah.
Kedushat Damim always means Beit
HaKabayit? No, that's exactly what we just went through. There's Kedushat Damim la Beit HaKabayit. But there's Kedushat Damim to the Mizbeach. Kedushat Damim to the Mizbeach itself is split into two different sections. One which theoretically it could have been offered, your pet, but you don't want to offer, and one which couldn't have been offered. Right? And so, but that, as we just saw, Kedushat HaGuf is also two different types. One, which is Kadosh B'Kedushat HaGuf, such as a Bechor, but as a Balmum. And it can't go on the Mizbeach. One, which is Kadosh B'Kedushat HaGuf, like a regular carbon, and can go on the Mizbeach. Now, there's furthermore a difference as to whether an animal was once Kadosh, and now you were paid at it. We already saw that an animal that was once Kadosh, even after you're paid at it, it's not completely full, because you can only use it to eat. You can't use it for Gizav Avodah. That's what we've been discussing in terms of the questions over here about the Seh and the Petra Hamor. Is the Seh considered also be also Gizav Avodah? Those have sort of propelled us into this examination of the overall question. So now let us begin our Halakha Mishnah, and we will start discussing the various issues that apply to different levels of Kiddush. So first of all, let's talk about a case where you have Kol HaKodashim, any type of Kodesh at all, where before you were Magish to the Mizbeach, it already had a Mum. So a Mum Kavua. A Mum Kavua means it cannot be fixed, and this is something that can never be brought on the Mizbeach. So if you are Magdish it to the Mizbeach, then this would not be an example of Berek HaBayit. It would be an example of Kedushat Damim for the Mizbeach. What is the halacha over there after you're paida it? Well, in that case, when you're poda it, what you're really doing is simply restoring it to its chulin status. Because it never got kedushat haguf because it wasn't right to be brought on the mizbeach. The only question was its monetary status, its ownership. When you poda it, and you redeem that, it now becomes a typical behemat chulin. And therefore, it's like any other animal. It's chayavim bibechorah or bematanot. Now, this ends up becoming a list of all the things whose status is changed depending on whether it's Kodesh or it's not Kodesh. That's a very useful list for us now. So it would be chayavim bechor, like any other animal. If you shechted it, it would be chayav nizrol or chayayim v'kiva. When you were poda it, it's completely usable. And it's yotzin l'chulin even for its shearings, which of course wouldn't be the case had it been Kodesh Kedushat HaGuf. And it's yotzin l'chulin even to use as a working animal hitched up to a plow. Furthermore, the vlad of such an animal, if it has a child, is mutter, and to drink the milk of such an animal is mutter. Whereas by Kedushat HaGuf, we'll have a lot of problems. We won't be allowed to utilize it. These things would be mutter if you were put alach or pidyonan. You'd have to be paid. What would be the din of Shchutei Chutz on such a thing? That doesn't even have to be lach or pidyonah. If you went ahead and you shechted them b'chutz, then even if you hadn't been paid to them, you would be potter. You know why? Because where was the Torah mechayev you on Shchutei Chutz? Ve'el petach ol moed lo heviyo, meaning something that should have been brought on the Mizbeach, could have been brought on the Mizbeach, and wasn't. But this thing has a mum. So you couldn't have brought it on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if you shecht it outside, even before you were poda it, you'd be potter. Furthermore, since the animal does not have a full kedusha, ein osin timura. You cannot use it to be over the Isser of Timurah. And if you say, you bring another animal and you say, this animal should be Kodesh in place of that animal. Now, it isn't clear, we talked about over here before, Pidyonah, but what exactly is going on? What the reason is, Ein Osin Timurah, we're going to get into in the Gemara and understand more fully. And if they die before you're paid to them, the din is, you could still be paid to them. Even though there's two issues that's involved in that problem. Problem number one is, usually it says, Ve'emid ha-kohen ota, ve'rich ota kohen, which means that the animal, by definition, has to be alive, because it says ve'emid, it stands up in front of kohen, has to be alive for an expert evaluation, and then that's what you're charged after the evaluation, and the pidyon is chal. But by definition, if it's dead, and you cannot be ma'amid ha-kohen, so then normally I would say, okay, then the Torah said that such an animal can never be padui. If it can't be padui, it remains asur ba'ana'ah because it's kodesh, and it would require burial. So that would be issue number one. So maybe that's what it's saying over here. However, there's issue number two. Issue number two is, even if you would be able to be ma'amid v'marich, or there would be no iser, no need for hamada varacha. Maybe hamada varacha is only on animals that had been kodesh fully and that had never started off with a mum kavua. That we'll see in the Gemara. But even if there's no issue of hamada varacha, there's another issue. And that issue is the question of, what are you going to do with it now? You'll be poda. Okay, what are you going to do with it? You'll use it for dog food? You can't use Kodesh for dog food. That's inappropriate. And that's called Ein Podin at the Kodeshim La'achilan Leklavim. We don't do a pidyon in order to feed to the dog. But if it says over here that if they die before pidyon, that the halacha is yipadu nonetheless, it means that you don't care. In other words, since this was only kedushat damim, there's no problem of ha'amada v'araha, there's no problem of ein podin et hakodashim la'achilan leklavim. Now, all of this is true on every single type of animal. That before it became Kodesh, it got a mum, except for two cases. And those two cases are the cases that our Masechta deals with. And that is a Bechor and Maaser Behema, which has the same din as a Bechor. We already saw that we learned the din of Maaser even from the Havara Havara, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat HaShavet, and Vehavartem Kol Petarechem LaHashem. So we've already seen that Hekesh, a very important Hekesh, and all the dinim of a Bechor Maaser are the same. And one of the important things in which they're the same, which defines our issues here, is the very fact that the Kedusha, they are the only time, there are some technical variations we'll see later on, they're the only way in which you can be Magdish a Korban with a Mum. Because you're not being Magdish the Korban. The Torah said it's Kodesh. So an animal that's born as a Bechor and has a congenital deformity, it's nonetheless Kodesh B'Kedush is Bechor. And that Kedush Bechor is the Kedushat HaGuf. When you count 10 animals, and the 10th animal is a congenital deformity, or currently a deformity, it's still going to be Kodesh B'Maaser. If the 10th one that came out is a Mum, it's still Kodesh. Therefore, the rule of looking at such an animal as being only Kedushat Tamim doesn't apply to Bechor U'Maaser. And therefore, we say, Chutz Min HaBechor Min HaMaaser. Those two animals, even if there was a Mum Kavua, they'll still have Kedushat HaGuf. Once they have Kedushat HaGuf, all of the above is untrue. Now, Kol Shekadam Mekdeshan Et Muman, on the other hand, if first you were Magdish the animal, or for that matter, even if there was a deformity, but it was not a congenital deformity or something that was unfixable, it's a mumover. So it was cut and it's bruised, and we'll see what the mumoverim include. And it's going to be kosher to bring on the Mizbeach in another month, let's say. So even if it had a mumover before Hegdesh, and then you were Magdish, that doesn't matter, because a mum over does not prevent Kedusha from being chal. And then you want to go to be poda, but you can't be poda because it only has a mum that's temporary. You can't be poda an animal that is Kedush B'Kedushat HaGuf. So after you were Magdish, it now got a mum, a real mum. And then it gets L'Achar B'Kan Nolad Ben Mum Kavua. Then it got a full mum. And you went ahead and you were poda. That animal is not chulin when you're poda. It still has many dinim of kachin. So, first of all, there's no din of Bechor. There's no din of Matanot. If you shecht it, you do not give the Matanot. You cannot use it for its shearings. You cannot hitch it up to a plow. It's only, as we said, V'achalta Basar, only kosher for eating its meat. And therefore, even if it gives birth, or its milk, that's usur. Even after you were paida, remains usur. And there, if before the pinyon, you shechted b'chutz, then it would be chayev. Now that part's a little iffy. Why would you be chayev karet on the case where there was a mum? It says over here, there would be a mum, and you weren't paid it. I don't understand how you could possibly pass be chayev on shechted b'chutz. I thought we said if there's a mum, forget about the issue of it's not having kedushas hagul. If it has a mum, it's not royal petach ha'moed. So over here, it had a mum. That was the case. So why in the world would you be chayev on kedusha on shechted b'chutz? So the Gemara is going to explain that this is a unique case. This is going a little bit of Rabbi Akiva. And what it's talking about over here is a mum that is visible only to an expert. So let's say it has a cataract in the eye. Most people are not going to be able to even detect cataract in the eye. But we give it an ocular examination. And we know that it isn't royal mizbeach. Nonetheless, since Alibi Rabbi Akiva, as we saw back in Zvachim, the halacha is that im alu lo yerdu, an animal that has that type of mum, if it's put on the mizbeach, it shouldn't be put on the mizbeach. But if it's put on the mizbeach, you don't take it off the mizbeach. That type of animal is called ro'i lepetach ha'moed in the broadest sense. Because had it been put on that mizbeach, it would have been left there. And therefore, your chayev, according to him, your chayev on shkut echud. So this Mishnah would be going Alibi Rabbi Akiva.
With that mum,
I have no idea. We're not talking about that. We're all interested in is it roy to remain on the Mizbeah? I have no idea what Korban we're talking about. I have no idea what Yetzer we're talking about. I only know this halacha that we're interested in. And that is the Gabishu Techutz. It's called Roy LePetach HaOmod. Okay, so now let's examine this Mishnah step by step. The Mishnah said that if you were paid an animal that had been mugdash only after it already had a mum kavua, then the halach is that it's chayev in bechor and a matana, right? But suppose I wasn't paid then. So now what? Is then it's putter on bechor and matanot? That's what it seems to be saying. Halo niftu peturim mina bechora umina matanot. How do you explain that? Why would that be? It only has kedushat adamim, right? Apparently, what we're going to have to say is that this Tana holds that even kedushat damim is matche mina bechora mina matanot. It prevents the kedusha of bechor or the kedusha of the matanot, the chiyuv of the matanot, for being chal. And we know that the halacha is that the matanot you're only chayv mi'et zovche hazavach. Remember, so mi'et zovche hazavach doesn't include the gizbar. People that are shakti from Kodesh, that's not Zofchei HaZevach. So that would make a lot of sense. And Bechor, it says Me'et B'nei Yisrael. Is this called Me'et B'nei Yisrael? This is Mikodesh. So maybe therefore he holds that even though it's only Kedushat Damim, since it isn't owned by a Ben Yisrael, it's owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu, therefore there's no Chiyuv of Bechorah. V'yotzin l'chulin, the next thing you say is that if you're paid to it, then it became mutter for you to use its shearings and to hitch it up to a plow, but that's only because I was paid to it. Suppose I go over to the gizbar and I say, look, I really don't want to be paid to this animal, I'd like to rent it. Can I rent it for you, hitching up to my plow from Hegdash, and someone else will pay you for the whole animal and be paid it one day? Apparently, the Mishnah is saying it's only mutter to do gizava avodah if you were poted. Hello, niftu, but if you hadn't been poted, you could not have made a deal to take and be nene from the shearings or take it up to a plow. It's osur begizava avodah. This is a proof to Rabbi Elazar. Misayyele le Rabbi Elazar, it should say. And he is the one who holds that kotche bedek habayit. Now, remember, this is not kotche bedek habayit. We're not talking about kotche bedek habayit here. We're talking about kotche mizbeach ledomim, which we're assuming now that for all intents and purposes, a kedusha that was given to the mizbeach of something that's not royal mizbeach, such as over here, where it was kodam mum hekdesha, is going to have precisely the same halakha as kotche bedek habayit, a reasonable assumption, since it's only kedushat damim and not kedushat aguf. So since Rabbi Eliezer holds that kotche bedek habayit are also osur begizav avodah, so that would explain why our Mishnah, referring to kedushat damim, is also osur for gizav avodah. So if you were paid it, fine, then it's no longer kodesh. But if you want to make a deal with a gizbar, you cannot use it. And here comes our first distinction between the concept of kedushat bedek habayit and kedushat damim. Says the Gemara, no, it ain't necessarily so. Because maybe the kedushat bedek habayit itself really would be mutter begizav avodah, not like Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah, after all, is not discussing a kedushat bedek habayit. Our Mishnah is discussing kotche mizbeach in domim. Then, therefore, amre lo kedushat de damim la mizbeach, which is our case, which you are assuming is the exact equivalent of kotche bedek habayit, is not only who. It's the only case where I would say that you must not utilize the gizav avodah unless you were paid it. But you know why? Because it's easy for people to confuse that with real kedushat hamizbeach, with kedushat aguf for the mizbeach. They know that this animal was dedicated by me, given to Kadesh as a carbon oila. That's what they know. It turns out that they discovered when the doctors checked it and I brought it, the vets looked at it, and they said, sir, this is not really for Nayla. We're going to have to sell this. Maybe use the money for Nayla. Okay, but the person who sees that when I was paid of this, I hitched it up. Now, I mean, when I made a deal, I hitched it up to the plow. They'll think, oh my gosh, you can even make Yerushat Aguf and hitch it up to a plow and just rent it? Because of that Gozubu Rabban. The Rabbana made a gzera that no, you must not be seen utilizing this animal in such a way. But if it was just Kedushat Damim, it was never given to the Mizbeach, it was Kedushat Damim for the Berek Habayit? It's a donkey? What are we talking about? Why can't I use a donkey to hitch it up? Over there, there's no issue of a Gezeirah Derabbanan. And therefore, don't try to bring a riot to Rabbi Elazar. He was talking about Kachay Berek Abayit being Asur B'Gizav Avayda. We are not. We're talking about Kedushas Domin LaMizbeach being Asur for Gizav Avayda, and that could be a matter of a Gezeirah Derabbanan. The next case we had in the Mishnah was Vladan v'chelban mutar. If they give birth, so then the halacha is that it's mutar la'achar pidyonan. What I'd like to know to understand the case of the Mishnah is when was this Vlad conceived? So, Hechidami, was the animal both conceived and born li'achar pidyonam? I was part of the mother, and then the mother conceived and had a child. I mean, that is a trivial thing to say, that I'm allowed to be nene from the Vlad. Of course I'm allowed to be nene from the Vlad. It's complete chulin. So then it would pshita, chulin inu. Therefore, the Mishnah must be discussing a case where even though the Vlad was conceived, the i'aber lifnei pidyonan, and it was born li'achar pidyonan, would also be kosher. Fine. But what would that imply? That lifnei pidyonan, it would be osur. That's what you're saying. In other words, an animal that is conceived and born, even though it is conceived and born to a kedusha damim alone, but it's born, it's conceived and born to hegdesh, it is osur for me to be nene from it. Now, I have an interesting question. The vlad was born to a mother that was not suitable for the mizbeah. That's the case. It was kodam mum kavua legdesha. However, the vlad is a perfectly formed vlad, itself perfectly kosher for the mizbeah. Now, I know I can't bring it to the mizbeah. The reason I can't bring it to the mizbeah is because the kedusha on this animal is pagum. Since it comes from a kedusha that was dechuya, then there's a concept of dechia from the mizbeah. Something that the Torah once says, no, no, don't use that. Even when you relieve that condition, it remains dechuya from the mizbeah. The kedusha of this mother was useless for the mizbeah. Since the makor of its kedusha, the vlad, is a kedusha dechuya, we have a rule: anything that comes from a kedusha dechuya remains dechuya. I'm not going to bring it on the mizbeah, but on the other hand, I have a question: can I be poded? Normally, the din of pidyon is only on something that has a mum, but in this case, it's a perfectly beautiful animal. There's no mum, and yet on the other hand, it can't be brought on the mizbeah. What's the deal with such a thing? Nivdin timimim. Can I just go right ahead and be paid at saying, look, it can't be used by the Mizbeach, so let's pay for it, and then you'll use the money for something else? Oh, ain't it deemed to be me? Or does this fall under the general rule that any animal without a mum cannot be potter? What's the halacha? Says the Gemara Tashma, I will bring you a raya from the following. Hamatfis ba'alei mumim kvuim legabei Mizbeach. Somebody who makes a balmum kavua. Now that was our case. Started off as balmum kavua, and he gives it over to the mizbeah. That's our case. And it has a vlad. The din is beferish, it says over here. Yimachru. Those vladot can be sold, and you don't have to wait for a mum. V'ein tzrichim mum. She'ein kedusha chala alayhem. There is no real kedushat ha-mizbeah, that is kedushat ha-guf, that is chal on them. Why? Because since they come from an animal that's a balmum, you cannot say that the tafel, meaning that which was only an adjacent, an ancillary kedusha to the mother, the vlad, should be more chomer than the mother herself. If the mother herself doesn't require anything to be matred from its kedusha other than an exchange of money, that would be the din of the child as well. And therefore, there's no way to be more matred. The lo yehei tafel chamur min haikar. Since it comes from a mother that's a balmum, you cannot claim that it won't be yotzei lechul. Okay, fine. What about if I had made it Hodesh, Bigdushat HaMizbeach, but only for its money? So there's a very important implication here. The reason that it does not require a mum to be paid is only because if it would, we'd be saying that it would be more chomer than its mother. And since the makar of its kedusha is its mother, therefore it makes no sense to say we would give it more chumra kedusha than its mother. It didn't come from any other kedusha. But suppose it did come from another kedusha. Suppose I take an animal, and here's the case of my pet. My dear, sweet pet cow. And I go ahead. Yeah, but actually, this is not a good example because we want to talk about a case of a male that I'm going to give to the Mizbeah. So I have a sheep that I've been going. That's my pet. I don't want to see it shechted on the Mizbeah. So I bring it to the Gizbar. I say, look, I'm giving this to the Mizbeah for the purposes of its money being used to buy another animal that you can shech. But don't bring it to the Mizbeah. So over there, I'm bringing Kedushat Damin and giving it to the Mizbeah. Now, there's a very important implication here, because here it says the only reason that you'd have to have a mum, you would not have to have rather a mum in this tamim animal is because it came from a Kedusha Dechuya. But if I came ahead and I said, hey, I want to give this to the Mizbeach, there's no Kedusha Dechuya here. You were artificially attempting to limit the level of Kedusha would be chal on the vlad. You can't put on artificial limits. That's what it implies. It's only when the limits are real, because there was a mum there. And therefore, says the Gemara, look at this. Interesting. Taima, of course, this is all an aside. It's a tangential comment. But it's a very important comment, because it, again, opens up yet another halacha that would be nogea, these dinim of variations in ways to be makdish an animal. So taima, shelo yeh tafilcha mur min ha'ikar. Why are we saying that the halacha is here, as we said, that you do not need a mum, and you could be paid at tami, only because it would be ridiculous to give it more of a kedusha than the makor of the kedusha where it came from. But suppose you had actually artificially attempted to restrain the amount of kedusha, and you brought your pet, and it was a nice sheep, perfectly kosher, to be brought on the Mizbeach for a korban olah as a kayetz le Mizbeach. You give it over to the gizbar, you say, this is my pet sheep, do me a favor. Don't shech the sheep, go ahead and sell it. The din would be, it would become kadosh b'kedushat haguf, and you would not be able to be paid at it without a mum. And that is exactly the biggest proof imaginable to Rava's statement. Because what Rava said was, Misayel el Rava, the Omar Rava, if you took a perfectly kosher animal, and it's a zohar, and therefore it could be brought as a carbon oila, which we could bring for no reason. We could bring it even as a kayetz hamizbeach, as a dessert. The din over there is, it is kadosh b'kedushat haguf, and it is brought as an oila. You can't artificially stop a kedusha from being chal. And that's exactly what the implications here are. Now the Mishnah goes on to say that if this thing had a mum before you made it kadosh, if you shechted it b'chutz, you would be potter, even if it was before the pidyon, because of course it has a mum. Now, Rabbi Elazar had a different girsa. He had a girsa that said Hashulchan b'chutz chayav, but not chayav karet, chayav. So in other words, he was talking about an Isser Lav, and he said, you know what the Mishnah was talking about? Mishnah wasn't talking about the time of the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishnah is referring to a period during which it would be mutter to be makriv on a bama. So there's no Shiloh, and there's no Beit HaMikdash, and it's in the interim period. You go ahead, and you bring a Baal Mum on your rooftop Mizbeach. What's the din? Did the Torah only answer a Baal Mum in the Beit HaMikdash, or on the Bamat Sibur? Or did it answer every individual from bringing a Baal Mum? Maybe on a small, portable Mizbeach up on your roof, maybe you're allowed to bring a Baal Mum. Therefore comes along the Mishnah, Libet Rabbi Elazar, to say, Hashotam b'chutz chayav, for bringing a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach, not for Shkut Echutz. There is no Shkut Echutz. And it's talking about a Bamat Yachid. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, Minai Lizoveya. How do we know that someone who brings a Baalat Mum, a Behema Baalat Mum, Bibamat Yachid, on your own rooftop Mizbeach during the period in which it's mutter to bring a korban on your own rooftop, Bishat Heter HaBamot, that nonetheless you're over on a Lota Aseh of bringing a Baal Mum, Shenema, lo tizbach l'Hashem Elokecha, shor v'seh ashiyeh bo mum. It says, don't bring it to God. Now, that cannot be talking about on the tzibur mizbeach. Imeino inyan lebama gedola. That can't be talking about the normal din of a baal mum, for God's sake, because that appears in a long list in which every mum is listed, averet, o shavur, o charutz, o yabelet, O Garav, O Yalefet, Lo Takrivu Ele, LaHashem, and so on and so forth. That's referring to the Beit HaMikdash, or the Boma Gedola Nova Givon. Fine. So what does the Torah mention once again now all of a sudden? Lo Tizbach LaHashem Elokecha, Shor V'Seh, Asher Yeh Bo Mum. We had a list of every single mum. Must be. Imeno inyan lebama gedola, tineo inyan lebamat yachid. Therefore, it must be coming to Talmid, even b'shatetra abamot, if you're bringing a korban, your personal korban, on your personal rooftop bama, has got to be a behema tamima. What? Right, the way we paskin is that the Beis Hamikdash asered from that point on, after that, there's no heter abama. Now, here again, we get to a wonderful opportunity, which is, of course, why the Gemara brings up this whole thing, a wonderful opportunity to figure out every possible way that something that was a Baal Mum, nonetheless, had Kedushat HaGuf. Now, we spoke in our Mishnah, Chutzman HaBachorim Naman HaMaaser, but in the course of this conversation, we are going to discover that there's two other possibilities of something being Kodesh B'Kedushat HaGuf, despite the fact that it has a Baal Mum. Once we go through those possibilities, we're going to have to explain, how do you know that this is coming to tell me that there's an Isser of bringing a Baal Mum on your Portabama? Maybe it's to tell me there's a Portabama. They didn't make a lot of money on that. It's being run, I think, by Rent-A-Shar. So the deal over there is, I should need an extra pasuk to tell me that there's an Isra of Akravas Baal Mum on something which has Kedushat HaGuf, even though it had a mum. You see, this is why this is a fantastic opportunity. So Gemara starts asking, okay, how do you know, says the Gemara, that it means to Aser Abamat Yachid? Why don't you say, well, look, it isn't coming to discuss normal Kachim, because that is says in Averet Oshavur, and so on and so forth. But maybe it's coming to add a new Isser of bringing a Bechor that's a Baal Mum. So Ema Imeno Inyan the Kodashim, Tineo Inyan the Bechor. Why would I need a special pasuk for Bechor? Very simply, because Sakatayt Ramina, I could certainly have entertained the notion that Ho the Kadosh Kishuhu Baal Mum, if the Torah says, look, it's Kodesh even though it has this horrible deformed leg. So if it's Kodesh, so let me bring it up already on the Mizbeach. I mean, what else is Torah telling me it's Kodesh for? So let me go Likarib Nami Mishkishu Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. Therefore, I need a pasuk. No, Lotis Bak Lashem Lekecha Sharvaseh, even a Bechor. Kamash from the Lord. No, says the Gemara. Of course it isn't coming to tell me that. Bechor has its own parsha of mum. It says beferish in the parsha of Bechor, ki yebo mum, piseach oiver, lo tizbechana l'shem alakecha. So what, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Okay, fine. I didn't mean that exactly Bechor. Maybe it means to tell me that a ma'aser be'ema, which is Kodesh, even though it has a mum, is also to be rather than Mizbeach. Ve'im eimeno inin l'kachim, te'im inin ma'aser. Because I, after all, might have thought, since the Torah says that Maaser is Kaddish with the Mum, of course, all of this directly follows from our Mishnah, Chutz Min HaBechor Min HaMaaser. You see, a brilliant organization. It's overwhelming. So, since it says over there, Lo Yivaker, Bein Tov L'Ra, Bein Ra L'Tov, so we know that you're going to be Bein Tov L'Bein Ra. We know that it's Kodesh. If it's Kodesh, what's it Kodesh for? Let's bring it with its Mum. Nikarib Nami B'Mumi. Come on. So we need this pasuk to tell me, Lotis Bach Hashem Elokecha. We need to tell me even a Behemat Maaser, not to tell me an Isser Lav on a Behemat Yachid. And of course, you know the answer to that one. Why would we need a pasuk by Maaser if all the dinim of Maaser are derived from the Hekesh of Kol Asher Yavor Takat Hashem, Hashavit, to the Taviru, the Bechor? So that's Havara Havara, and it's exactly what the Gemara says. Maaser, Maaser, I don't need another pasuk. Maaser Nami, it might as well have been said by Maaser if it's said by Bechor. I learned then out from Havara, Havara as I always do. Kol Asher Yavar Tachat Hashavet, the Havar Tako Petarechem LaHashem. So that can't be the case either. Ah, but there's another case where an animal that is Kodesh, even though it was a Baal Mum before the Kedusha was Chal. But you can't figure out that one, right? The case over here that I'm referring to is a Tmura. Since the Torah says you're not allowed to make a Tmura. Tov, Barao, Ra, Betov. But if you do, even if you started, you have a kosher animal, and you say, I want to make this animal take its Kedusha and put it onto this rotten Baal Mum animal. The din is, both of them become Kodesh. Vayahu Tmuratoya Kodesh. So there we have a third case, where the Torah puts Kedushat HaGuf onto an animal that is a Mum. I might think the same thing. If the Torah gives the din of Kedushat HaGuf to a Baal Admon, then it should be on the Mizbeach. Perhaps that's not one of the cases that the Torah answered with Amum. So, Eimatzneu Inyan L'Tmurat Kodashi. The Sakatai Tachamina could certainly have thought that Ola U'Kedushah Kishi Baal Admon. We know a Tmura actually gets Kedushi even as a Baal Admon Dichtiv. Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yamiroto. So, if that's the case, the Im you should also be able to bring it on the Mizbeach. No, says the Gemara. I don't need Rabbi Elazar's pasuk of Lo Tizbach L'Hashem Elokecha to tell me that a Tmura is not brought on the Mizbeach, but it's a Baal Admon. I know that from within the parasha of Tmura itself. Because since, what is the basis of the Tmura as being Kodesh? V'hayahu u'tmurato yekodesh. What that is telling me is that the Tmura has all of the dinim of the Kedusha that its original Makor animal had. So that the cloned Kedusha is no different than the original Kedusha. If the original Kedusha would not be acceptable on the Mizbeach, if it had a mum, then the cloned Kedusha cannot be acceptable on the Mizbeach with a mum. What do I need this pasuk to tell me that for? Therefore, imahu baal mumlo aft murato baal mumlo. Now that seems to cover all the angles. No, says Rabbi Zera, it does not cover all the angles. I go out on attack. Matkiflo Rabbi Zera. Who says that this covers all the angles? There's a fourth example where an animal is kodesh b'kedushat haguf, despite the fact that it had a mum before it became kodesh. Ha! I challenge thee. The case is, of course, where an animal is a deformed fetus and is then born to a animal mother that is kodesh b'kedushat haguf. That's vladot kodeshim. So salkadaita chamina hoel v'kedoshim kishen ba'alei mumim. Since the halacha is over there, that's the equivalent of the bechor. It gets a kedusha, the same way that the bechor, the Torah gave a kedusha, whether or not it has a mum on it. So too are vladot kodeshim kodesh, even though they have a mum, and they're kodesh agav iman as an ancillary kedusha to the mother. Then if that's the case, bring them even where they're Baalei Mumim to the Mizbeach. So Kishen Baalei Mumim, Nami Karve too is Baalei Mumim. Kamash Malan Delo. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar is out of line, claiming that we have an extra pasuk of Tishbach L'Shem Elokecha Shor B'Seh that has a mum, that that's a reference to Obama. Who's to say it's a reference to Obama? It's a reference to Vladot Kadashim. Omar Rava, no. You know why? Because Kfar Paska Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Kfar Paska means he learned it out of a posik already. He found a posik to tell me that. It's Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Note that it says in the posik, Rak Kodashecha Asher Yiyulecha Unedorecha Tisa Uvata Elam HaKom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. What is that referring to, says Rabbi Shmuel? Rak Kodashecha. Now this obviously is a reference not to typical Kodesh, but to some limited Rak Kodashecha. What is that? That's a reference to the Murot. Asher Yihiyulecha. What is that supposed to mean? Those types of things which come of their own. What is that referring to? Vladot. And they are put together with Nidarecha. Bring them El HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? It means that the Torah is telling you that Vladot Kadashim, Tumurot Kadashim are similar to upfront Nidre Kadashim. Ikishan akatuv l'neder. Ma neder ba mumlo, afaminami ba mumlo. So now we've got yet another mikor. We've covered every other case where there's a kedusha on a baal mum. There's only one left, portabama. And therefore, it's Rabbi Elazar, a portabama is going to be usher with an isra lav, of a new isra lav, not a veret or shavur, but the lav of lo tizbach l'shem elokecha, shor v'seh, or kol davar ra.
What do you do with these?
Part of them. Yeah. And then they become chulin. No, we discussed chulin depends whether the mum can be the kodesh with a mum, meaning that if they have full kedushat haguf, they don't become total chulin, but they can be eaten. Anybody. Kitzvi v'chaya, atamei v'ator yachdav yochlenu. No dinam of kedusha. Yes, indeed. So, we've now managed, just without even noticing, to go through all of the different types of Kedusha, where Kedusha would be Chal, despite the fact that there's a Baal Mum. And now we get to that little bit opaque part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Eino sin Tmura at all. So where do we know that you can't make a tumura just because it was cut a mum in Lake Teish? My time. The Omar Krah, look, it says in the Pasuk, Lo lo yachin fen of lo yamiroto, tov bera ora bitov. Now ask yourself, if the Torah tells me that you cannot even take a rabbito. I mean, you're doing something beautiful, aren't you? You have an animal that is meant for the Mizbeah. It's not suitable. It got a terrible mum. So you say to yourself, gosh, I'd like to give something nice for the Mizbeah. Let me take a brand new, beautiful animal and transfer the Kedusha off of this animal with a mum. It's ra. And I'll put it onto the animal, which is tov. No, don't do a rabbitov. I mean, so obviously I can't do a rabbitov. Do you really need to tell me I can't do a tov bara? Well, of course I can't do a tov bara. You say a filu. Rabbitov you can't do. So hash the rabbitov amrit lo do it. Does the Torah really need to tell me? Tov bara, me boy. Ella, this is what it's going to tell me. That only a tov bara can make a tmura, meaning tov meikaro osa tmura. But a ra betov, if it would be a ra that started off as ra before it was kodesh, in osa tmura, it has to be a ra betov, which is similar to the tov bara, so that it started off as a perfectly good animal, and then it got a mum. Okay, over there, in achinami, even a ra betov you can't make. But even if it was a balad mum, but it had been a balad mum before, it can't make a tmura at all, is what the pasuk is coming to add. And furthermore, imetu yipadu, if it never had a kedushat haguf, because it started off with a mum, and you made it kodesh, then there's no problem of being poded. You should be able to be poded. Omer of Yudom Arav, well, now, wait a minute. Not everybody agrees to that. You will remember there's a famous machloket in Tmura about whether the din of kotshe berek habayit, and once again, we're assuming this would be the same as regular kotshe berek habayit, even though it isn't really kotshe berek habayit, but it's kedushat damim, the same way that kotshe berek habayit is kedushat damim. And in Tmura, there's a big machloket about whether the din of a Mida Kohen, the Haricha Kohen, was said both on Kotche Mizbeach and on Berek Abayin, or was said only on Kotche Mizbeach. This Mishnah that says, even if it dropped dead, you could be paided, obviously holds you do not need Amad of Aracha, in which case it must be going according to the Shita Mesechet Mura, that says that only Kotche Haguf that were roy for the Mizbeach, they require a Amad of Aracha, but Kotche Berek Abayit, not. Oh, therefore this must be Divi Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says, Kotche Mizbeach hayu beklal Amad of Aracha, Kotche Berek Abayit lo hayu beklal Amad of Aracha. The Tanan Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's a Mishnah Tura. Rabbi Shimon says, Kotche berek habayit imetu yipadu. So if it died, then you would be paid. But Kotche Mizbeach not. Now Moda Rabbi Shimon. This is Rav, what Rav is saying. It's not the Mishnah. Umayda Rabbi Shimon comes on Rabbi Yonam Rav to say, and I want you to understand that a Balmumi Ikaro that you made Kodesh is exactly the same thing. And he is Moda Balmumi Ikaro, that's Nifta, that there too you don't need Amadavaracha. Now you'll say to me, but sir, that's a stretch. I mean, this was given to the Mizbeah. It's something that's given to the Mizbeah. The Torah says, Hemida, so how do you know? Ah, says Rabbi Yonam Rav, because you're right, it's not a direct implication of Rabbi Shimon's level of Kedusha Damim, because that, after all, is better Kabbayit than this is Mizbeah. But I say that when Rabbi Shimon reads that pasuk, Ve'aricha Kohen Ota, he is Medayik Ota, meaning only the animal that we have been discussing, which could have been brought on the Mizbeah and got a mum. But in a case where the animal was never roi for the Mizbeach and was nonetheless mukdash, that is not included in Ota. So Ota comes to be memayet a ba'amum mi'ikaro. But the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Shimon, and they say, imetu ikaveru. They would not agree with this Mishnah. They would say, no, sir, since this is a Kiddushat Mizbeach, they shall be buried, because you cannot be paid to them if they simply drop dead. Tomorrow, we will try to figure out who exactly Rabbi Yonam Rav was referring to when he said, the Chachamim. Was he referring to those Chachamim in the Mishnah, some other Chachamim? And this, of course, remember, is because there were two hidden issues that were involved here. One was the Hamad of Arach issue, but the other issue was in putting the Tekodeshim Achilan the Klavim. And that we shall have to go through tomorrow to be Medayik in the Mishnah there. כל הקדשים שקדמום קבוע להקדי שם ונפדו חייבים בבחורה ובמתנות יוציא לכולים להיגזז ולייבד ולדן וחלבן מותר לאחר פדיונן והשוחתן בחוץ פטור ואין עושים תמורה ואם מתו ייפדו חוץ מן הבחור ומן המעשר וכל שקדם הקדישה לתמומם or even if they had a mum but it was a mum over להקדישן in that case if la'achar mikan, they get a full moon, and you're paid to them, they're only partially padui. So they remain potter min ha-bechorah min ha-matanot. They're not really chulin completely to be yotzin le'gazez v'le'aved. V'ladan v'chelvan are still also even le'achar pidyonan. And ha-shochatan b'chutz chayav, because we're talking about dokin shiva'ayin, and osin temurah, and the Metu Yikavero, that of course is before the Pidyon, the last three cases. Okay, so Taima de Nivdu. Allo Nivdu? So you're telling me over here that since I was paid to them, they're part of an Abachoram and a Matanot. But if I hadn't been part of them, even though the only Kedusha Damim without Pidyon, nonetheless they're part of Kasava, Kedusha Damim alone is sufficient to be Matche, Min Abachora, and Min Amatanot. Yotzin lechulin, only because the niftu. But if I hadn't been paid to them, I could not have made a deal with the gizbar to rent it to me, to be inene from it with the gizav avodah. This is misayele le Rabbi Elazar, I should say. The omar kotche berek habayit are nonetheless asurim be gizav avodah. No, says Igmar, that does not follow. We're not talking about kotche berek habayit. We're talking about kotche Mizbeach, which is only a Kedushat Damim because of the Mum. The Diak to make is on the contrary. Only Kedushat Damim la Mizbeach, who? Because of the fact that it's Michlefa be Kedushat Agufa Mizbeach, only in this case goes Rubu Rabbanan. But it's certainly very possible that Kedushat Abayit, since there's no such Gezerah, remain in fact completely Mutter be Gizav Abayit. Vlodan Vechalvan Mutar Echidon. Ilema, that conception and birth was both lack of pidyona. So then it's a trivial thing to say. It's pshita, it's pure chulin. It's got to be that the Mishnah is referring to i'aber lifnei pidyonan, v'ityalid la'acha pidyonan, which would have mean that the leda before pidyonan would have left a perfectly kosher animal in terms of mum, it's a tumim, usher for the mizbeach. Why? It comes from a kedusha dechuya. Question, nivdin to mimim, or do I have to wait until it gets a bomb, gets a mum? Oh, ain't nivdin to mimim. Toshma, hamatfis ba'alei mumim kivu'in, lagabe mizbeach, v'yaldu, yimachru, v'ein tzrichin mum, she'ein kedusha chala aleihem, for the simple reason that they cannot be more chomer than their mother. Shelo yehei, tafel, the vlad, if the mother could have been nifta without any further need, they too could be nifta. Ah, but this is only because time is loyetafel chamur min aikar, which answers your question, but it raises another issue. He gedish zachar ledamav, where there's no kedusha defuya. There you are trying artificially to limit the level of kedusha to kedusha damim, even though it's perfectly roy to be brought as an oila kaitzim isbe. The din over there is, by implication, Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf, Misayel El Rav, Adyam Rav Yikdish Zoch LaDomav, Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf, and it's brought itself. HaShoch Tan Bechutz Patur, now Rabbi Elazar changes this to HaShoch Tan Bechutz Chayav, and his Mishnah is what it said, and not Chayav Karet, because he understands it's a reference to a Bamat Yachid, to teach you the halacha of Rabbi Elazar, minayin lezaveich bebeimat balad mum, on a bamat yachid b'shat hetera bamot, that it's a lota aseh because of the mum, shem alot tizbach l'ashem alokecha, shor v'seh kol davara, imenu inyan l'bama gedola, where it says beferish, haverot, or shavur, and so on. So there must be referred to something else. What is that? Tnei inyan to the port of bama, Mamat Yachid. Because wouldn't it be possible to say that Salkataita Chamina, let me also be Makrivit Kishu Balmum, and therefore Kabash Mandalo? No, Amre. Behed has its own pasuk that states, Piseach o Iver, Lotus Bechena. I don't need a pasuk for a Bechor. Okay, fine, not a Bechor. How about Maiser? It says, Lo yivaker ben tov l'ra. So therefore, Nikrav also bidume. Kamash mandalo? No. Maser I know from Bechor. How about Ravarami Bechor gamar? Okay. How about needing Rebbe Lozer's punitive pasuk for Tzeiwenin l'tmurat kodashim? So it should also be korev kishi baladmum. Why not? Kamash mandalo. Or makra, no, for that I know from the pasuk. Vayahu tmurato, makish tmurato lo, mahu balmum lo, af tmurato balmum lo. Matkefor Rabbi Zera, but there's a fourth case. Ema tneu inin levladot kadashim. The saka da techamina. So then we should also kishen bale mumim nami likarev agamim isbeach. Kamash mandalo. Amar Rava, no. There's another bekor for that. Kvar paskat tana devei Rav Yishmael. The tana devei Rav Yishmael rak kodashecha sheyulach unedarecha refers to what? So the rak kodashecha refers to tmurot. Asher yulacha, that refers to vladot. Nidorecha is there for the hekesh. He kishana katuv le neder. Just like a neder, it's a given. Balmum lo, afaninami balmum lo. What then is the meaning of the pasuk? Lo tizbach l'ashem elokecha shoveseko dovara? Got to be for the port of Bamakez. Ve'ino sin tumura. My time, huh? Diomako lo yachlifen velo yamiro totov barav rabatov. Ask yourself. If Hashta Rav Betov Amart Lo, Tov Berami boy, Ela Tov Bi Ikaro Setmura, Rami Ikaro Eno Setmura, Vimetu Yipadu, Omrevino Marab. Well, that's true, the Dibur Rebbe Shimon, Tamar Kachem is Beach, Ayubachlal Amadavaracha, and Kachabetak Abayit, Lo Ayubachlal Amadavaracha. What am I referring to? The Mishnah Tmura, the Tanat. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kachabetak Abayit, Imetu Yipadu, I say, says Rav, Umoda Rabbi Shimon, that a Balmum Mi'ikaro is the full equivalent of Kachibetik Abayit in this issue. Because if it was Nifta, it would still be okay, even though you couldn't be Ma'amid V'marek. Why? Diyomakro Ve'ericha Kohen Ota. That means Ota, the animal that we were going to bring on the Mizbeah. Only Ota is Bechlal Ha'amadav Aracha. The Me'ute Balmum Mi'ikaro, which never would have been suited for the Mizbeach. But I say, the Chachomim Mo'argon, Rabbi Shimon, they would have said in our Mishnah, Imetu Yikaveru, because even our case would have required Amadava Harachah.